Our gospel today is from the fifth chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, the disciples came to him. And began to speak and teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when you are reviled and persecuted and evil things are uttered about you for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Invite the children to head on out for Word for Children. And are you the reader today, Kathy?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Kathy is reading. They'll be out there. No Such Thing as Little is the name of the story that'll, in addition to the gospel text written at their language. Really? This would be a lot easier to understand if it said something like, "Blessed are the rich, because they're rich." Or, "Blessed are those who are comfortable, because they want for nothing." "Blessed are those who are famous and who have a million followers on Facebook and tweet, because they dominate the conversation." "Ah, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for power, because they get to make the rules, and they have power." "Blessed are the ruthless, because they get things done." "Blessed are those who are good at conniving and scheming, because they can get away with murder." "Blessed are the conquerors, because they rule." "Blessed are those who find a way to get along, because they don't get any grief." That's more of a match for the way it seems like the rules of the world are, isn't it? I mean, the survival of the fittest, might makes right, money talks. That seems to match a lot of the way the world works. And it's also true for the way the world was 2,000 years ago when Jesus was saying these words. Remember, it was the Roman Empire. And talk about might makes right. It was all about control and power, security through force, domination. Peace was just the absence of any kind of conflict, not true peace. This was the world into which Jesus came onto the scene. And just to go back a little bit, a couple of weeks ago we had the baptism of Jesus, where the first words out of his mouth in this gospel were, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Righteousness. Rightness with God, rightness with each other, rightness in relationship. And then it talks about how he called his first disciples and began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent, we tend to think of, oh, I'm sorry. But the real sense is turning your mind, changing your mind. And I started using the word be transformed. Because the kingdom of heaven has come near. The reality of God's presence is come near. And it's amongst you, and you are invited to be a part of it. Righteousness, repentance, transformation, the kingdom of heaven. These were the themes that Matthew tells us that Jesus was about. And after he said, he started proclaiming, repent for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Everywhere he went, what happened? Healing, wholeness, peace, proclamation of the good news. And guess what? Folks loved it. The kingdom of heaven is so attractive. It is full of life and love and grace and peace and healing and wholeness. And so crowds started following him. And you can imagine Jesus walking with the disciples, and they're kind of following along, and they're looking over. It's like, yes, we've got a movement. We almost have an army back there. So then we get to today's gospel. It says when Jesus saw the crowds, he knew what they wanted. They wanted more of this, but also they wanted something else. Something that kind of most of the folks that were waiting for the Messiah couldn't wait for Roman rule to be cast off. When they thought of Messiah, they thought someone that would lead them to Jerusalem, cast off the Romans, and reestablish God's kingdom on earth. It's like Jesus saw the crowds, and he said, hold on a second. I need to make sure my disciples know what the kingdom of heaven is really about. Instead of being rich and wealthy, it's about being poor. It talks about being poor in spirit. The sense of emptying oneself. Emptying, getting away of all those things that would distract us. All the things that we're sure we know about God. And in humility, creating space for God to show up and to speak. The poor in spirit are the ones that can truly gain the kingdom and see what the kingdom of heaven is. And instead of running away and doing everything we can to keep from suffering, any sadness, any hurt, Jesus says, it is through mourning, it is through suffering, it is through loss, it is through risking to love and being compassionate and empathetic that there is some wisdom that you will never learn unless you go through that and embrace it. And the meek, it's not about how many words you say. It's about saying the right word at the right time. Saying the word that gives life in the moment. The meek, those who give words of life, they'll inherit the world. They'll inherit relationships with people all around them. And instead of hunger and thirsting for control and power, instead thirst for righteousness. Thirst for right relationship. Hunger for God's word and knowing God. Desire to know what it looks like to really love. And when you desire that and seek that, you will be fulfilled. Blessed are the merciful. It's about showing mercy. Micah 6:8, what does the Lord require of you but to love kindness, show mercy, and walk humbly with your God? If you want mercy in the world, be merciful. If you want grace in the world, be gracious. If you want love in the world, be love. If you want forgiveness, be forgiving. Those who are merciful will receive mercy. And instead of conniving, instead of trying to figure things out, figure out how to manipulate, do the heart work of getting rid of all that would separate you in sin and hate and prejudice from others. and arrogance, everything. Get your heart pure. And when you get your heart pure, then God will be there. And you will see God, you will hear God, you will experience God, you will feel God. You will have union with God. And yes, seek peace. There are so many ways to divide. There's so many ways to make other people wrong. There's so many ways to make, what's the name of the book? There are no little people. There's no such thing as little. Yeah, don't go judging people little. Don't go judging at all. But be about reconciliation. Be about acceptance. Be about creating the shalom peace that God desires. And yes, yours will be the kingdom, and you will find peace. And they will call you children of God, people who make God real through your peacemaking. Now, if you do this, you know, I started off that whole list of kind of, it's pretty much the best I could do to take the opposite of it and see how it and hold it up. It kind of describes the way the world works. If you embrace this mystery, the words of this Jesus, of this Savior, and be about the kingdom of heaven, you will get at odds with the ways of this world, the kingdom of this world. You'll be in conflict. You may be dismissed. You may be laughed at. You may be ignored. You may be persecuted. You may find yourself on the other end of those that are powerful. And Jesus says, embrace this, because then you know that you are living the kingdom and God's Spirit is alive in you. Yesterday in the men's breakfast, well, for the last few sessions, we've been watching Richard Rohr. And one of the things he says is that we've lost the ability to embrace mystery and paradox. This is just the beginning of the paradoxes that Jesus is going to confront us with. Things that, on one hand, just don't make sense. This is the beginning of his first sermon. He has 5 sermons in Matthew. And over, we will be challenged if we have ears to hear. We will be challenged to embrace things that are nonsensical and ultimately challenged to be trusting of God's wisdom, of God's grace, trusting of God. If we do this, if we will take these words to heart, not just in our mind, but allow them to get into our heart, it will rewrite our lives. Our lives will be transformed. And the kingdom of heaven will be present amongst us and amongst those whom we come near. This is the opportunity and the challenge. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn now, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are those who show mercy, and they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen.